The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way, and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So I said to my father, I said, "Dad, I qualified. I'm going to run the Boston Marathon this year." So he said to me, "Are you crazy? You're too old for this stuff. You're going to get injured." So I said to him, I said, "Well, what about you?" I said, "You're 92 years old and you're climbing a 40-foot ladder to fix leaky roofs." He says, "Well, that's different." He said, that's part of my job. So you can see that I have really good genes, and I intend to use all of my good genes, every one of them, for the rest of my life. But what about people who don't have really great genes? Well, you all have something else that's just as good. The human spirit. You know, for years, no one could break the 4-mile barrier when they were running. And experts said that the reason why is because of maybe lung capacity and bone structure and wind resistance wouldn't allow humans to run that fast. And then Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile, and everybody was all amazed. But you know what's more amazing than that is that the very next year, 37 runners beat and broke the 4-minute mile. Well, how did that happen? What, do we have different nutrition, or people were making better shoes, or the training was all altered and different? No. Human spirit can do anything. It's very powerful. You know, you may know that 11,000 runners who qualified to run the Boston Marathon this year were cut. And the reason why is because the Boston Marathon only allows a certain number of runners in the race. Now, I know a few of those runners that were cut. And, of course, they were disappointed. But you know what they did? You know what they did all winter? They trained. Night, day, morning, darkness, cold, freezing, on the track. They trained hard because they will run the Boston Marathon someday. It's the human spirit. And my Vietnamese friend told me, he said, "When I first came to the country when I was a kid, I didn't know a word of English. I didn't have a friend, and I didn't have even a toy to play with. 15 years later, I graduated from law school and I passed the bar." I said, "That's incredible." He said to me, "You never, never underestimate the power of the human spirit." Now, today we know that the human spirit is very powerful. We have, today, through the readings that we've had, know that there's something even better, there's something more powerful. That's the divine spirit. That's what we got when Christ rose from the dead. You know, John, the guy that wrote the gospel, so he wrote a letter too. He wrote a letter to his Christian community because they were very discouraged. And the reason why they were so disheartened is because the outside world was looking at them and they were saying that you guys are just a bunch of losers, worshiping a loser that was embarrassed by the Romans on the cross. And John, in his letter, said, you guys got something great from that when Christ died on the cross and rose. You got the divine spirit. Do not underestimate the power of the spirit, because now you can do things you never able to do before. You can now love like God. You can forgive like God. You can be generous like God. And with that, you can transform the world. Never forget what you have. And the Christians, they looked like they were, you know, those 11,000 runners that got cut. But now they have divine spirit. And that's the message for us today. We got something really great, something that can really transform the world.